This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. officials say they expect to reunite all eligible children who have been separated from their parents after entering the U.S. illegally by a court-ordered deadline. More than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, have been reunited so far, but another 500, or 700 that is, are still in government custody, and their fates are uncertain. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has confidence in his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, rebuffing the demands of a conservative bloc of Republican lawmakers that Rosenstein be impeached and removed from office. VOA's justice correspondent Masoon Farivar on the significance of Sessions' praise for his deputy.
Anytime your boss says nice things about you is significant, but keep in mind that Rod Rosenstein is a presidential appointee and serves at the pleasure of the president. And the president has been highly critical of both Attorney Generals Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. So I don't know how much the Attorney General's words of confidence, vote of confidence in his deputy will carry weight.
Rosenstein oversees the probe into Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. A U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remain North Korea, says are American service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. Transfer of U.S. soldiers' remains begins to be fulfilled in an agreement made between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump. U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan is on a pace this year to drop a record number of bombs. U.S. Air Force says so far this year, the U.S. and its allies dropped more than 2,900 weapons on Afghanistan. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening sanctions on Turkey unless a detained American minister is released. Andrew Brunson has been jailed in Turkey on terrorism and espionage charges. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Pastor Brunson's case has strained relations between Turkey and the U.S., which are both members of NATO and thereby allies. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has finished his campaign for re-election by attacking an opposition call to boycott Sunday's polling and calling those who need it, are heeding it, destroyers of democracy. Some 8.3 million people are registered to vote to fill 125 seats in the National Assembly. Critics say the move were politically motivated, part of a long-planned strategy to remove all obstacles to Hun Sen's continuing rule. A day after reaching a truce on the escalating trade dispute with Europe, President Trump characterized his talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker a major economic victory and a historic agreement. He said Europe has agreed to purchase large amounts of American soybeans because, he said, China tried to hurt the American farmer.
We will not let anybody bully our wonderful American farmers. Our fortunes as a nation rise and fall together. And that is why we are going to stick together and win for our farmers and our factory workers, our steel workers, here we are, all across this nation.
A day before the White House meeting with Juncker, the U.S. Agriculture Department announced it was making a $12 billion available to American farmers harmed by recent tariffs. Turning to news now about the U.S. stock market, social media giant Facebook had a rough day Thursday on Wall Street. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
This was the worst trading day since Facebook went public in 2012, the largest one-day loss in market history. The 19% drop wiped out $119 billion in Facebook market value. CEO Mark Zuckerberg saw his net worth drop by roughly $16 billion as a result. Facebook is warning its revenue growth will slow down significantly for at least the remainder of the year. The earnings covered the company's first full quarter since the Cambridge Analytica privacy scandal erupted, but also being blamed are privacy rules in Europe that took effect in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.